Republican Governor Paula Page and House Minority Leader Ken Burdette say they want to extend Maine's moratorium on retail marijuana sales and cultivation until 2019. Their proposal further jeopardizes passage of a bipartisan bill designed to overhaul and implement the voter-approved marijuana law passed nearly a year ago. Steve Missler has more.
Burdette says the nine-month process to draft the marijuana implementation bill was rushed, and he says it excluded a key stakeholder, the LePage administration.
I have concerns that the executive branch hasn't been involved in it. I have concerns that the rulemaking is going to take far more time than people anticipate.
Burdette says the result is a flawed bill that's created a number of enemies, including Legalize Maine. That's one of the groups that helped put the original marijuana bill on the ballot last year.
So it sounds like Representative Burdette is hiding behind this process.
David Boyer helped lead the campaign that spearheaded last year's ballot initiative. His group joined forces with Legalize Maine after the two organizations originally pursued separate proposals. But the two pro-legalization groups have split once again, this time over a bill that's set up for a vote when lawmakers return for a special session on Monday. Paul McCarrier of Legalize Maine announced this week that his group objects to a provision requiring cities and towns to opt in to participate in the legalized market. It's an extra step that Boyer says isn't ideal, but it shouldn't torpedo the bill. He also criticized Burdette and the governor's office for saying they were excluded from the drafting process.
It was a good process that, unfortunately, he chose not to really participate in, or the governor. You know, we really didn't hear from either of these folks over the last 9 months. So the committee did the best job they could, given the fact that they didn't really have any buy-in from the governor or Representative Burdette.
Several members of the Marijuana Implementation Committee have complained for months that the LePage administration has declined to participate. The criticism grew louder when the committee couldn't get guidance from Maine Revenue Services about a tax structure for commercial marijuana. Now, Burdette and the governor's office are highlighting the tax structure as the bill's major flaw. Democratic Representative Teresa Peirce, co-chair of the committee, said in September that the administration's absence likely signaled its resistance.
And I find it, I'll say it, appalling that we have heard that this might not be acted upon and that they're not doing their job that they've been elected to do and are paid to do. And it is wildly frustrating to have worked 9 months on something and know that that might be the outcome.
Disappointment about the direction of the bill isn't partisan. Republican Representative Bruce Bickford said complaints about the process are unfounded. And he said lawmakers who oppose the bill are effectively voting for provisions in the citizen initiative that the committee agreed should be stripped out.
Those that voted against this amended bill are voting for drive-through windows. They're voting for internet sales. They're voting for home delivery. They're voting for the Wild West is what they're voting for.
The current moratorium ends February 1st of next year. Smart Approaches to Marijuana, the group that opposed the referendum last year, released a statement saying it supports an extended moratorium. But it's not clear if there are enough votes to pass either a moratorium or the bill itself. The resulting stalemate could mean that the original recreational marijuana bill will remain in effect. And that means Mainers can continue to legally possess, grow, and gift marijuana, but they won't be able to buy or sell it. And the state won't be able to tax or regulate it. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.